In 30 minutes or an hour, the temperature may drop 30, 40 degrees. Grandpa was working the yoke of oxen one day, and it was so hot. One of them died from the heat, and while he was skinning that one, another hit, and the other one froze to death.
Well, you said you had barns here. I don't guess they're the same kind of barns that we have in Georgia.
I expect so.
What do you use?
You'll see them out there. Usually storing hay and then a place for cattle to get under, particularly if you have sick ones, put them in the barn.
Do they have a place to store the hay upstairs?
Mm, some of them. Some of them store from the ground up in the shed. And we usually fill everything. When we were just using square bales, we were baling 20,000 to 25,000 bales of hay a year. So we put it under everything. And then we'd start with these sheds that we might use for cattle. Feed out of those first. Fill the stables, horse stables, everything with hay. Another story is that boys at the bunkhouse, the ranch, were shaving. They went to the front door, throw the soapy water out, and just as they opened the door, started to throw it, another hit, and it froze before it hit the ground.
That must be a mighty big change,
Pat. Well, I saw one day actually here. I was in this office over here before it was air conditioned. We had the windows open. I looked up to right up there at the north and saw that norther coming. It wasn't raining, just hot as it could be. But I called the foreman, happened to catch him at home. He lived in town. Well, I said, come by and pick me up. I'm going to change into work clothes. We got to get those cattle out of the field. This norther coming. I went up, I just left a block and a half up here. And the ranch is 5 miles from town. It couldn't have been over 20 minutes before he was at my house to pick me up and I'd change clothes. And we drove out there. Norther had hit. Rain, God dang it, was flooding. And we went around where the cattle had gone and gotten as much protection as possible behind a little hill and lay down and come back. I'd rented a adjoining place that had timber, pine timber in it, which makes just better than a barn, really, for cattle to get under. If you can get up on the sand pine hill where there's a lot of straw and stuff, they can lie down when they can't do anywhere else. I was going to go back and open the gap so they could turn them out of the patch. And in that time, had a big fat steer in there. And he was just barely able to get up. He was almost frozen. 10 to 15 minutes more and he'd been dead. And he walked up there like he'd been crippled. Went out in the woods and got along all right. But we used to feed some calves and slaughtered them for the market. And then one of those northers hit, and one of the fattest ones I had froze to death. They tell me that I'm correct, and I thought certainly it was fat around the heart. And that's a cold, also suddenly, that it